Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Jane Smiley is best known for her brooding, tragic novels and stories. But book critic Maureen Carrigan says that in Smiley's latest novel, Moo, Smiley tries to fulfill the comic promise of her last name.
In her last novel, 1,000 Acres, Jane Smiley eerily transposed the plot and characters of King Lear to a windswept farm in central Iowa. Her new novel, entitled Moo, doesn't borrow from the bard, but it does make me think of him, because Moo demonstrates that Smiley, like Shakespeare, has a chameleon imagination. To date, her novels include a few tragedies, a Norse history saga, a murder mystery, and now a comedy. But as Shakespeare's audiences occasionally discovered, experimentation doesn't equal execution. Moo is funny, but in a mild, snickering sort of way. As a comic novel, I'd give Moo 3 laughing cows out of a possible 5. Moo takes place in a sprawling Midwestern state university. Because of its emphasis on agricultural studies, this institution is nicknamed Moo U. The novel opens at the start of fall semester when 24,000 students and their professors invade the campus. By the time Moo ends, you feel like you've met all of them. The narrative here, as it should be in an academic satire, is zany frenetic. Think the Marx Brothers in Duck Soup. In short order, we meet characters like economics professor Dr. Lionel Gift, who calls students customers, and the endearing Dr. Cecilia Sanchez, a transported ethnic urbanite who's baffled by what she feels is the bovine placidity of the Midwest. Sometimes it seemed that everyone she saw, everyone in every room, was determined to be very, very quiet. When she went into stores, the customers seemed to be gliding around on tires. All the smiling made Cecilia uneasy because whatever the distinctions were between types of smiles, they were so fine that she couldn't make them out. The giddy subplots here are almost as multitudinous as the students. Greedy Dr. Gift is covertly consulting for a mining company that plans to strip the last remaining Central American cloud forest. When the leftist chairman of the horticulture department discovers this, righteous pandemonium breaks out. Meanwhile, in an abandoned building in the middle of campus, a mad scientist secretly cultivates the largest hog in the world, a snorting, snuffling beast named Earl Butts, after Nixon's swinish Secretary of Agriculture. The trouble with Moo the novel is that, unlike Moo the university, there isn't anything hefty lurking at the center. Smiley's divine gift as a writer is her ability to plumb the deep and silent reaches of the soul and render them articulate. Her description of what is the age of grief in the novella of that name will stay with me forever. But the hell's a poppin' pace of Moo barely allows Smiley the chance to note a character's name and rank. Maybe I'm being unfair in judging Moo against the standards of Smiley's electrifying tragedies. After all, laughter excuses everything. If Smiley had written the modern equivalent of A Midsummer's Night's Dream, or even a hilarious academic spoof like David Lodge's Small World, I wouldn't hold her to any other standard. But instead, Smiley has written a minor key farce. It's awfully hard to get excited over the comedy of errors once you've seen the glories of Hamlet and Lear.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Moo by Jane Smiley.